It is Friday, in case you didn't realise. And Friday comes around pretty quick after a bank holiday. And thanks be to God for that. Not because I want to get out of here or anything like that, but it's because I get to do this. Friends. Just friends. Yes, yes, yes. It is time to chat to my friends about the stuff that listeners were in touch about this week. And this week's Jen's friends, our content creator, Keen Toomey, is looking very cool in his new hat. New hat?
It's not new. It's shabby and old, but it's new to you.
Looks cool.
Thank you.
Cool. Looks cool. Thanks. And Liam Diop, who always looks good, from the Black and Irish podcast. Hey. Great to have you guys.
Friends.
We were talking off air. I was telling you guys I'm back from holiday with
my
parents.
You are?
And we heard... weirdly, when I came in on Tuesday, about an emerging trend of people in their 20s and 30s, so this doesn't apply to me, holidaying with their parents. Keith, have you ever? I don't know what it is. Maybe it's after lockdown. People feel that, oh, well, you need to make memories and all this kind of stuff. Have you ever done it? Gone on holiday with your parents?
Yeah, like 3 years ago, I went with my mom and her partner, and I brought my Emily with me. And it's just way, it's more, much more peaceful. I find when you're on like a lad's holiday, it's very stressful. No one knows what they want to do, and it's all like indecisive, random bits. So like my mother is very chill, and she's like me. Plus, she bought a house in Spain. She sold my childhood home.
Oh, must be nice. Jeez.
No, she sold my childhood home. So like,
she sold your childhood home.
Yeah,
that feels like that's a sensitive issue.
We were on my tears and laughter was had, and it's fine because she's buying a house in Spain. So I'm going to be using that for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be minding it. I'll clean it. I'll do whatever she wants. So.
And you obviously don't live in your childhood home.
No.
I got kicked out
at like 21.
So why is it a bit of a bone of contention that she'd be selling it and moving on with her life?
Well, like I'm saying fair play to her, you know what I mean? But
that's what you're saying.
But I'm taking a selfish stance as well, and my sister has the same opinion. It's like, you know, you do you, ma'am. You know, it's your money, your life, you deserve it.
But
that's where our trauma, tears and laughter was had, you know? And I can't return there now.
I can't imagine that my parents are still living in the same house as I did.
Good for you.
All right.
I'm really messing.
My parents are. This is quite a privilege.
It is
must
a privilege.
Be really nice for
but that's what it is, because Lottie, they sold their family home recently, and it must be quite a traumatic thing.
Yeah, actually, it was really sad. I didn't think much of it, but when I was saying goodbye to my childhood room, I burst into floods of tears.
And it's weird because not a lot, like, it is quite traumatic, your childhood room, because you go through your life, your preteens, which is a horrific time for everyone.
Awful.
And it's a lot of crying and misery and pining after lads that don't love you. And
right? It's awful.
And then it's still traumatic. Yeah,
and now it's gone.
Feeling.
And now there's just a random American couple living in there. You know? So it kind of takes the magic away from it all. You know?
I love it. So you will be going to Spain more often?
Yeah, too right I will.
Well, you've nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I've nowhere else to go. I can go to Bandon or something, if that helps down in Cork. But yeah, Spain.
Spain it is. What about you?
To be honest, I come from a little place in Dublin called Poverty, so we never really got to go on holidays. Do you know what I mean? So this is like, parents paying for holidays is a bit mad. Like, I've never...
Back up the truck.
She didn't pay for my holiday.
No, I still have to.
She's like, you can come if you want, but you have to pay for it, love.
That makes sense.
My man and dad are so inept with, online usage, I have to do everything for them. So I end up, you know, having to add bags. So I practically end up paying for them as well because I don't have the heart to turn around and go, I had to pay €120 for your bag to be put on, so can I have that in cash, please? So I don't have the heart to do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it cost me a fortune. So what, Leon, what's the farthest then you've travelled with your mum? Where have you gone?
We have travelled to Wexford.
Lovely.
We have
beautiful spot.
Nice mobile home down there, which is really, really cool. And now it's like, I don't know, like 10 metres by 2 metres. So it's like we're all on top of each other, which is...
Tropical weather though.
We do, yeah. It's sunny southeast. Yeah,
and can you spend that amount of time with your mother in that confined space? Like, is that an easy thing to do for you?
Yeah, like definitely with my parents and some of my older siblings, it's cool. But I end up like having rows with my younger sisters because they just like, they irk me.
They wreck your head.
They wreck my head.
Fair
and
enough.
I wreck their head. Which
fair
is,
enough.
You know, fair enough. So.
Well, that's what siblings are supposed to do. I think you're supposed to wreck each other's head.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So that was, so you're not going to be jumping on, well, you're on that trend because you've nowhere else to go because your mother sold your family home.
Yeah.
And you probably go to, Wexford is the furthest you go.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, it's nice because you can leave easily.
True.
Yeah. There's strawberries there.
That's always a massive.
Good strawberries too.
Massive bonus.
Big yo.
Lads, on Wednesday we got calls and texts about just the times friends really helped each other out. We had some amazing calls on this. Leon, how did your plan to get your friend a job end up ripping you both off?
Yeah, so I accidentally got myself and my friend engaged in child labour. Which wasn't great.
You weren't picking strawberries, were you?
No, God, no. We were delivering leaflets. So one day, there's five of us out, and this guy pulls up in the van. He's like, yo, you kids want a job? And I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, all right, be back here tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and I'll give you €20 for the day. So I was like, yeah, all right, happy days. Now, this guy could have been doing anything. Do you know what I mean? But €20, €20.
Yeah,
right. You know? Basically, the next day, we got another friend to join us as well. So there were six of us that turned up to this van. And this guy was like, no, whoa, hold on. I only have €100 to pay five. He's like, so, you know, me being the kind of good friend and, you know, kind-hearted guy, I was like, I'll sacrifice a tenner and I'll bring him along with me.
Aww.
So this fella got like twice the work for the same price. Do you know what I mean? Me and my friend were going around delivering leaflets in, like, I say, this is probably the hottest day in... like on Irish record, it was so hot.
We could probably find that date and year because it was probably just one day in the last.
It'll bring it right back.
One day, yeah.
So you were what kind of leaflets? Do you want to say? Okay, maybe don't say. Just in case.
Might be identifying people.
Yeah, let's not.
Something to do with delivery services.
But that is.
Call him out. Call him out. Name and shame.
But he paid you.
Oh yeah, €10. Yeah, and he paid him €10 as well, and then all the other guys got 20. So
that is amazing.
Do you remember what you bought with the €10?
I probably bought 5 sets of €2 bags of jellies.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Now, at the time, when you bought a €2 bag of jellies back then, you needed help carrying out of the shop.
Yeah.
So it was pretty substantial.
Yeah, fair inflation play. On jellies are, it's crazy, you know. Can't even enjoy life anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the little red pencils.
Yeah.
I used to buy like a plethora of them and now I can't afford it. So, yeah, sorry.
Okay. What about yourself then? So Leon was the good friend in that. Any moments of friends just really?
Not really, Emily,
just standing by you when you decide to
really.
Become a content creator?
Well, kind of. Like, we have gestures. Like I think my biggest flex actually recently as being a friend is I got given a card and it gives me infinite burritos for the rest of my life. And it doesn't matter. The producers, everyone's head's turning. Yeah, if you want burritos, guys, you know who to contact. But it's infinite.
Why do you get infinite burritos?
Because I'm verified on Instagram.
You are.
Because I'm.
Do you like burritos?
Do you know what? Like, yeah, but I've had probably 4 or 5 of them in my whole life. But I imagine I'm going to have a lot more now.
They're free.
It hasn't arrived yet. I'm waiting for the card. It gives me infinite burritos for everyone. So I imagine I'm going to be a cool kid.
Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to check if the CCTV was working here, if he had the card on him.
That's amazing. So you're gonna get new friends because of these cards, I suspect.
Yeah, burrito buds.
You're gonna have burrito buds.
Can I be your burrito buds? Yeah, we're gonna do like a little book club. Burritos and books.
Lads, we were talking about trigger warnings because we got a few calls about this when we talked about there was a bit of a backlash to RTÉ using one ahead of broadcasting The Snapper over the weekend. So The Snapper was on. And RTÉ did a trigger warning saying, you know, some people might find scenes of this offensive. It was of its time and represented attitudes of a certain time. And I was of the thought process that, okay, that's fair enough. If some people need that trigger warning, I'm going to watch the movie. I love the movie. I think it's a great movie. But a lot of people were infuriated that there was even a trigger warning. I don't know. They use the word snowflakes and the fact that we have to apologise. I think they were just getting a bit confused. And then people were texting in going, well, I appreciated the trigger warning for certain reasons. And they're not for everybody, but they are for some people. So why should we stop them? I thought it was very considerate of RTÉ. But Leah, what's your take on trigger warnings and why people object to them? Because I had no answer for that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of trigger warnings. I think that they're helpful for some people. And yeah.
Not everyone, and that's okay.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And like you see, the thing here is, you might not be aware of people who have gone through some of these things, but you definitely know some people who have gone through some of the issues that trigger warnings are for. So it's important that, rather than bashing them down, that, you just say, listen, it's helping someone else. So it's not really a problem.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. And also, okay, so a trigger warning comes up. you might find some scenes offensive. Like, it doesn't affect me, that particular one or whatever. Like, I don't need a trigger warning. But the fact that some people were getting offended that there was a trigger warning for a certain amount of people, it was baffling. It was crazy.
It's silly. It's almost like, you know, when you cross, like, the green man comes on and the beeper comes on. And it's like, that's for people that are blind. And it's for people, a trigger warning is for someone, it's for someone out there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see someone that's like, why is that traffic light making beeping noises? You know, it's like,
it's ridiculous.
I don't need it to do that.
Snowflakes.
It's not for you. Oh, snowflakes have to, you know what I mean?
Unless this is for me, it's no good.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly the attitude. It was baffling. But Keane, have you ever had to change your online content because of online reaction? Because you put so much out there. You're flat out putting content out there.
I've had to be careful before. Yeah, in the early days, in like 2016, obviously doing a lot of relationship stuff. I did something because I play myself and I play an Emily character.
Yeah.
So it's just me in the video, okay? It's just me. And there was one shot where my Emily character slapped my Keane character in a comedic way. It wasn't like tense or anything. And people accused me of like domestic violence and I'm promoting all that kind of stuff. So
Were you hurt by that?
Not really, because like I was like, okay, I just need to be more careful with things. Like,
good on you. That's why you're made for this.
Yeah, I'm all about growth, you know, growing like a sunflower.
Yeah, and it's great that you took that on board and
forward. Yeah, I don't want to offend people. Like, I don't want to like remind someone of anything, because like my videos are for like escapism most of the time. So if I am reminding someone, or if like there's a bit of trauma coming up over my silly videos, then yeah, I might as well just cut it out.
Good on you. Good on you.
Thanks.
I was talking to Dr. Neve Shaw earlier on. She's over in Germany. They're about to launch a shuttle. They're going to check out Jupiter. But we were talking to her also about this Mars container. They're putting people in a container for a year, four people, to simulate life on Mars. Okay, four absolute mental cases, right? Would put themselves forward to live in a container with three other people for an entire year. Neve Shaw actually did it for 15 days. She said it was life changing. Okay, imagine doing it for a year.
Oh my God.
I don't know. You need to be some kind of character. She is crazy.
I do it in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Yeah. I you get familiar with three people only, and I only have to interact with three people for a whole year. I don't have to like go outside. I don't have to do anything.
No.
You're telling me I just have to sit here. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. Like if I could bring my Xbox with me.
You can't.
It's game over.
No. Ah,
yeah, okay.
No. You're right.
Yeah. It's a bit of a, okay. We'll see. I'll have to reconsider.
Liam, do you have survival skills in general? Like if you were put in a situation like that, like would you be the entertainer? Would you read? Would you instigate games? Would you cook? What would
you? So in terms of survival skills, no, I'm what experts call a man child. So I definitely wouldn't be able to survive. But I'm able to play bass guitar. Now I'm able to play one song on the bass guitar, and that's High and Dry by Radiohead.
I could hear that for a year.
You know.
Yeah.
Same song.
Now I can't sing it.
I could play the tin whistle. Like if we went together, we have a two-piece band straight away.
Boom.
Okay, so that's it. You're bringing one song.
I'm bringing one song. Yeah, on one instrument.
You're bringing the tin whistle. You'd be beaten to death with that tin whistle, I suspect.
What? I could play it softly. It'd be like Lord of the Rings.
I think, of all the instruments, I think that could be the most grating.
Well, lucky you're not coming then.
No, I'm not.
Lucky that you're not coming.
I'm not going. I'm not going.
You're not invited.
Yeah.
No, I'm absolutely not. I said I would bring a Smut Literature. So it's easy to read. You can pass it around.
Just be quiet in the corner.
Someone else said they were going to bring pen and paper, so you could play picture. You could be artistic. Graham, selfishly, is bringing a grand piano.
Did anyone say a George Foreman?
No.
A lean, mean grilling machine. Like, do you think the amount of cheese toasties you get done?
That's a really good
idea. No one said that, so I obviously am valuable to go with the team because I think outside the box.
So you'd bring a George Foreman?
Yeah.
Okay. And you'd bring your guitar?
My guitar.
And bread.
I'll bring the bread, actually. So I'll leave the guitar home, bring bread, and then boom, we've got the George Foreman and the bread.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need cheese and, I suppose, ham.
You can just get, like, Mars cheese outside.
Okay, we need to talk about the Black and Tans, the blunder, and Joe Biden, all that kind of stuff, because we were talking about Joe Biden's visit. I don't know if you heard, but he's in Ireland.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in Ireland.
I may have heard.
And how he made a bit of an error when he called the All Blacks the Black and Tans. We've heard the clip. We've all heard it now. But Leon, tell us about your primary school clanger.
Oh, God. So my vice principal in primary school was retiring, and they were picking kids to do readings at like a mass for. And I was delighted because I got picked. I was like, happy day. Like, I'm going to give this teacher the send off she deserves. So I'd practice my lines and stuff like that. I had one line, and it was like, Lord bless the family and friends of this family, or of this teacher. And I'm like, right, get up on the pulpit. I'm ready to go. But I see all the, I see this crowd, and I lost myself, and I messed up on the second word. I said, Lord breast the family and friends.
No!
And I tried to correct myself, and I heard this like, you know, scoff in the ground. This absolutely threw me. So I tried to correct myself, and I said it three times. So Lord bless.
Oh, no!
The family and friends. Yeah, so that was, yeah, stop. Absolute clanger. I'm really happy that I let go, or was that managed to shake it off, but yeah, I'm reckon it's going to come back now.
Okay,
a little bit.
Okay. That is not great.
It's character building.
Especially in those situations, definitely. Right? Because yeah, that's the one time you don't want to mess up.
You really don't. The whole
you
school.
You really don't want to be mixing up bless with breast in front of everybody.
No, they're two different things.
That's it.
They're two different things.
Two different things.
Kian, how did the Black and Tans lead to you fending off allegations of us being massive racists?
Oh, God, yeah. Okay, so I have a friend in England, in London, England, same place. And we were sitting down just having chats, you know. And out of nowhere, I'm going to try to do an impression. He was like, I thought that all Irish people were racist. I was like, what? Why do you think that? You know, because of the song you have, you know, come out the you blacks and tans. Like, why would the Irish have difficulties with black people and tan people? And I was like, oh my God, that's not what it means. I was like, that's the paramilitary uniform that they had to use after World War I. They weren't assigned uniform, so they'd usually wear dark clothes, given the nickname of the black and tans. It's nothing to do with that. It's ironically, we're on about you. You know, and I actually said it to her. I goes, this conversation is getting a bit tense.
Racist against you guys.
Yeah, I was like, you sound racist accusing me of being racist. God, how racist of you.
Oh no, you had to school him. Okay, well, you have big news.
I do.
You have big news. Announce to the nation who are listening.
Yeah,
what is happening for you, my friend? Go on.
100%. So the other day, the embassy reached out, and we've done a bit of work with them with Black and Irish, and they were like, yo, do you want to come up and
they did not say yo, do you want to come up?
Yo,
they did
text,
not
yo.
That is a lie. No,
actually, they said yo bro what's up fam, do you want to come up to Ballina and meet the big Bidenator?
Bidenator.
So yeah, we were contacted by the embassy, and basically myself and some of the Black and Irish team are getting to go up on a trip to get an experience and see the talk and stuff like that. And I think the Coronas and the Chieftains and I think the Academic are playing as well, which is
amazing.
It's going to be amazing. So
it's
yeah,
amazing.
We're getting on a bus after this, heading up to Ballina.
Now, Leon, yeah, do not confuse bless with breast or have any yep kind of blunders. Yeah. Have just be cool. Just be you.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'll try.
You
know, a little bit.
Because
you
probably get to shake the man's hand. And
if I get to shake the man's hand, I'm not going to wash it. For
no,
a week at
don't
least.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm going to shake Leon's hand before we leave, so I have like a mutual handshake. You
he
know
technically
what I mean?
Shook hands with the president.
Technically.
Of the free world.
In the future.
Do you feel under pressure to have like one, because you probably won't get a lot of time, but to say something witty, informative and, you know.
Yeah, I have my line. I'm going to say, God bless you, Mr. President. That's me.
That's you. That's okay.
Or God bless you.
Oh,
God bless
no!
you.
Oh, God, please don't say that.
What did he say?
Kian, any plans to meet the president? No, just through Leon.
Yeah, just through Leon.
Just
like,
through Leon.
It's fine. Like, I'm content.
You're
driving,
happy.
Driving back to Cork, you know, in a while. Yeah. I'll be fine.
You'll be okay. Kian Toomey and Leon Diop, thank you so much for being Jen's friends this week. Where can people keep an eye on what you have coming up, Kian?
YouTube is the main one at the moment. I have a new series called it's called Kian Tries, where I try a new career every episode. So on, have a listen, have a watch.
I'm exhausted when you come in because you're always doing so much.
I'm just so incredibly busy, Jen. You
you're
know yourself.
Incredibly
you know yourself.
Making stuff. Leon, apart from meeting the President of the United States, what's up?
Black and Irish podcast is going, so you can get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Some big announcements to come up about the big awards that are going ahead in December.
Great.
And I'm starting a new TikTok kind of thing with my a little series with me and my dog, Oreo. So yeah, looking forward to that.
You have a dog called Oreo.
I have a dog called Oreo.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he's an unbelievable he looks great. Sorry, that's.
Well, listen, my favorite story today was people, you getting the call and saying, yo, bro, do you want to come see the Bidenator?
You want to meet the Prezi?
Big Prezo.
It's just so cool. Well, you got to come back and tell us how that went.
Lads,
thank you so much for coming in. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.